I had message ready. I left it over there. As they were singing the song about Jesus, the Lord began to deal with me to have a healing service tonight. How many of you need healing tonight? Let me see your hand if you need healing tonight. Over the years, I have noticed something about receiving healing. I've noticed that it takes an act of faith. And many times, many people they think that just because somebody lays hands on them, they're going to get healed. That's not true. The person that lays hands on you is just a pipe through which the power flows, like the pipe that flows into your house. You have to turn on that faucet before any water ever comes out. Now, the water's always there, but you got to turn the faucet on. You see, if you go to Mark chapter 5, you'll find the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I can touch his clothes, I'll be whole. She went, and I'm not going to do the whole story, but she went and she touched his clothes. And when she did, his disciples said to Jesus, they said, what in the world are you doing? And he said, who touched me? And they said, why are you asking who touched you? Look at this crowd. So evidently other people had touched him, bumped into him or whatever. But he made a statement. He said, but power went out of me. But then when the lady came and told him the story that I've just related, he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. I thought he said power went out of him. No, he said, your faith has made you whole. Then if you look in Mark 10, you'll find the story of blind Bartimaeus, where Jesus was passing down the road and he cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And they told him to be quiet. He cried louder. And Jesus stopped and they told him, they said, he wants you. When he left to go to Jesus, it says that he left his garment. If you'll do some study in history in that time, people wore different outer cloaks that denoted their station in life. That thing said, I'm a blind beggar. I'm an outcast. I'm no good to society. But when he went to Jesus, he left him. He left it there. And when Jesus got it, he said, what do you want? And he said, I want to see. And he said, your faith has healed you. Well, what was his faith? His faith was he left the garment. He said, I don't need this no more. The story where the power of the Lord in Luke 5, the power of the Lord was present to heal them, it says. But didn't any of them get healed? They brought a paralytic man, it says, and they couldn't get in. They let him down from the roof. And it says, when he saw their faith, he told him to be healed. Now, their faith, the man on the stretcher, and also the guys that brought him. I always said there were four. I don't know how. It just says some men. It doesn't say how many. I always thought there'd be four because they went on each end of the stretcher or whatever they were carrying him on in that day, the litter or whatever it was. You know. Now, when I was a kid growing up, I'd go with Dad to churches and he'd preach. And, you know, the churches weren't that large at that time. But they had altars in them. And I remember one service, he said, anybody here that has problems walking, get down here. And so 10 people came down there and sat on the altars. And, you know, several of them had to be helped down there. One man, he had his legs like this, and he just scooted. I use this example all the time. Some of you have heard it before. And he went down the line, and he said, "Run, in the name of Jesus, run." This person jumped up and run. And he kept going down the line. He got to the man, and, you know, you never seen a man scoot so fast in all your life. But when he come back up the other side, he's running full blast. Now, he got down to this last lady. And she had got down there by herself. She was sort of crippled a little bit. Found out later she had arthritis. And he said, "Run in the name of Jesus," and pointed at her. And this is exactly what she did. This, I'm not exaggerating. This is it. She said, "My God, preacher, I can't even walk, much less run." I'm serious. That's exactly what she did. And he said, "But you saw the man, he couldn't walk either, and he ran. You saw the rest of these people. Some of these people had to almost be carried down here, and they running around the church." She said, "I know, but I can't." And she didn't. Now, what caused 9 people to run and one person not to run? They never acted in faith. The minute he said run, they just said okay, and they took off. Faith, the power of God is always available anywhere and everywhere. But it has to be activated. What activates the power of God? Faith is what activates the power of God. You know, I got a little deal here. This is called a transmitter. And there's a couple of those domes you see back yonder. They are antennas, and they receive the signal from here. In this button right here, the power's there, but until I switch that button, nothing happens. That is exactly the way it is with receiving healing, and that's why a lot of people don't receive healing, is because they come down and they expect the man or the person or whoever it is praying for them to give them healing. No, all they're doing is carrying the power. You have to turn the switch on and receive. I'm going to pray for you in a minute. When I do, I don't want you to pray. It's not prayer time. When I lay hands on you and say be healed or receive, whatever I say, I want you to just say I take it. And whatever happens, happens. Don't be concerned about it. Receive your healing. Now, I just did a little part of a sermon. That's part of the sermon. Every time I do a healing rally, that's basically the sermon I preach. Because people need to realize that if they're going to receive, it's up to them, not up to the preacher, not up to the person praying for them, not up to God. He has already done it. Through Jesus Christ, says by his stripes you were healed. Amen. Not gonna be, wanna be, you were. Amen. So, activate that healing power by saying I receive it. I take it, I take it. How many of you are ready right now to activate that power and receive your healing? If you are, stand up to your feet and get down here. If you are, stand up to your feet and get down here. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to have a big, you don't have to have a big sermon. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to receive healing, get up here. If you want to receive healing, get up here. But you're going to have to activate that anointing, that healing power. Now, the rest of you, it's in the crowd. Stand up. This is not spectator time. This is participation time. Hallelujah. I want you to either be singing with them, or I want you to be reaching your hands out toward me as I pray for these people. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to activate that healing power? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive right now. Receive right now.
Yes, it is.
Receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Trust in you, Lord. Trust in you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All know you.
Raise your hands and thank God for healing. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. If you can check yourself right now, I want you to come down here and testify about it. Check yourself. If you've received and we want to hear your testimony. If you check yourself and you're healed right now, where you at? If you got to, come on. Come down and just tell us what it was and what's going on in your life. What was it?
Thank you. My name is Atreyu, and I feel that tonight I've been delivered from meth.
Been delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Man. Brian.
Yes. Brian.
A pretty bad migraine headache. It's gone.
Praise the Lord.
Bad migraine headache. It's gone right now. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Praise God. Brian, bless you. How many of you have ever had to deal with a migraine? Man, you know what that's like. He said he had came to church with it. It's gone. Glory to God. Anybody else?
Somebody else.
Anybody. Anywhere. Any of you that were prayed for, you can check it and you can tell that you're a whole lot better. Let's see your hand. If you can tell you're a whole lot better. You know, the Word of God says that some were healed instantly, but some were healed as they went. Some begin to amend from that hour. So keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep saying, on Wednesday night, June the 27th, I was healed. And the healing power of God's working in my body to affect the healing and the cure right now.
Tell us what happened.
What happened?
At the gum line, my teeth all of a sudden, on half of my lower jaw turned black. And it's not
black anymore. I see it. It's not
Hallelujah.
Black anymore. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Isn't Jesus wonderful? Glory to God.
Anybody else? Don't be
Anybody else
bashful.
Before we go?
Mrs. Lynette?
Yes.
Because the test was just super cranky and irritable and fussy, bad. And it's gone.
Praise
it's lifted off of me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God is a deliverer. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Raise your hands again and thank God for the healing power, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I think somebody else is coming right here, right now. Here comes another testimony. Glory to
we
God.
We love good reports.
Good reports.
You may be seated. You guys can be seated. Yes, tell me what happened.
I had a car accident 2 years ago, and I have been dealing with pain and muscle spasms, and they're gone.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes it takes a little while for that anointing, you know,
to do its work.
Yeah, and while we're waiting on that, let me tell you a testimony. Oh, come on, we got another one. Yes.
I was feeling dizzy all day, and I was feeling like I went to the doctor, and I got the appointment for Monday, and I was telling my wife, pray with me and believe with me. And then the pastor says that God started talking to him and said that he needed to do a healing service. So I believe that was for me. And I receive and I take it.
Okay.
The headache is gone.
Hallelujah.
I was feeling dizzy, not anymore. I mean, everything is gone.
You're gonna get a good report from the doctor, right?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Any more reports? You know.
Ron, you got a report? Well, come on up here. I'll tell you what, these good reports, it helps others.
It helps others
to increase their faith. Tell me what happened.
Well, I had back surgery about 2 years ago, a pinched nerve, and my whole right leg, clear up to the top of my head, is numb most of the time. I went to the meeting out in Greensboro.
Yes.
Heard that same testimony about them running.
Uh-huh.
And about 6 months before that, I saw myself running from there to the West Lobby. And I said, I'm not going to do that. I'll probably fall down before I get halfway there. But you telling that story again tonight,
yes,
stirred me up.
Hallelujah.
And I got past Tony there, and I wasn't even sure I was out of my seat yet. But I knew tonight I had to do it.
Hallelujah.
Now, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty at all. But guess what? I moved on my faith.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue doing it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to run another lap.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody want to run with me?
Come join him. Come join him. Yeah. Come join him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stronger you're going to get. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Anybody else has problems like that? Start exercising your faith. Start doing something about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo. The anointing is all over this place. You guys, just reach out. Whatever you need. Whatever you need. Praise your name. Hallelujah. You got a testimony.
Hi, my name is Wendell Butler, and I always had problems with was diabetic.
Yeah.
And the ringing sensation in my ear, that has quietened down a lot.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Also with the macular disease in my eyes.
Yeah.
That's better.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, completeness and wholeness. It's all this ringing stops right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Come on up here. Tell me.
I've been dealing with allergy symptoms and just congestion and pressure, and it's gone.
Hallelujah. Allergy symptoms. Gone.
God is good, isn't he?
Hallelujah.
Here's
somebody
another.
Else. Here's another one.
My knees, sometimes they hurt. If I barely touch them like this, it feels really bruised. And this morning I told the Lord, because I work here at the daycare, I said, I have babies to take care of, Lord. I need to be healed, and I'm healed.
Hallelujah. Healed. Healed by the power of God. Somebody else got a testimony. Here's another one. Y'all can be seated if you can, if you want to. You can stand up if you want
to. Go over
to.
Go to them.
Okay, I'm going to come over here to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell me what happened.
I believe I could feel the healing power go through me, and then I don't have to use my cane hardly at all anymore.
I see. You're not using your cane right now.
I'm not.
And it's going to get better and better and better.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's a good report. Yes. We got another one. Anybody else?
Well, she was walking on a cane.
Yeah.
Look, she ain't
She was
getting...
walking on a cane. Now she's not walking on a cane.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think here comes another one.
You got
one
a testimony?
I had a heel spur and been to the foot doctor. and it's gone. The pain is gone.
Hallelujah.
I had a shot in the heel.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And it's not hurting anymore.
Hallelujah.
Take her over and send her on a seat.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay.
She had clicking in her knee, and she said it's better. And I noticed tonight she's taller than me. And she's believing for to be taller.
Yes.
And she's getting her faith through going to school here.
Praise
her
the Lord.
Her own faith is getting her.
It's getting her desires. Hallelujah. That's awesome,
Amen.
Elizabeth. That's awesome. All right.
Bless
yes.
you.
Yes, tell me.
My mom was on dialysis this morning, so they said that she's breathing 50% on her own and 50% on the machine. But then you guys had laid your hands on me, so I felt like I had an extra breath, you know, praying for her.
Yes.
That I believe she's going to be, you know, healed.
We believe
Amen.
That, too.
We believe that
with
you.
You're going to get a good report.
We'll believe that with
good
you.
Good report. Yes.
I had a rib and several vertebrae that were out of place, and they always came back out of place after they've been readjusted. And I could feel it. I could feel the rib being not right, and I don't feel anything anymore.
Hallelujah.
And I do believe it's not going to move.
That's right.
Again.
We believe it's going to stay in place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Praise
you know, praise God for the healing power of God. You know, I come with the sermon is keeping you focused on the right things. It was the name of the sermon. Because if you don't keep your focus on the right things, different things will distract you. And sometimes people allow different things to get their focus off of the fact that the healing power of God is available in your house or wherever you are. All you got to do is reach up and take hold of it. But as they were singing that song, as Whitley was singing that song about Jesus, and then Rich got up there and started singing that little bit at the last. I just said, okay, you know, here we go. that's the thing about it. You know, we need to be able to have a plan for a service, but we need to leave room. If the Holy Spirit wants to come in and change something, then he does. Otherwise, we just go on with what we have planned. Amen? Hallelujah.
Well, I want to give you a testimony for those that haven't received your manifestation yet. Years and years ago, I was at the top of the stairs at our house, and I was carrying down laundry, and I dropped something. I dropped a piece of laundry. So stupid me went like this to pick it up, and so, you know, I'm at an angle, and I lost my balance, and from the top of the stairs to the bottom, I fell down the stairs. And when I landed on the last rung, I could hear a crack. I mean, I literally could hear a crack. It was the most painful thing I've ever, ever experienced in my life, much worse than childbirth. And you ladies know what that's like. So to make a long story short, as I went to the doctor, I had fractured, broken my tailbone.
Well, it was Dr. Honeyager. He was a board member.
It was, Dr. Honeyager, who has gone on to be with the Lord. The prognosis that he gave me, he said, "Now I'm going to tell you the medical prognosis is that there's nothing we can do about it in the natural." He said, most of the time, the tailbone does not heal back properly. You don't even realize how many nerve endings are there until something happens. And he said, what happens so many times is that people get on pain pills because the pain is so excruciating. And, you know, the result of that. And so as I came back, a pastor and I, we just said, you know, he laid hands and we said, the power of God, you know, is working in my body. Well, the pain, like I said, was excruciating. And so I said to Pastor, I said, honey, this pain, I mean, I can't move without this pain being so excruciating. Even pain medication wasn't even helping, so I quit taking it. And this is what he said to me, and it's a key that I have continued to do in any situation of healing that I needed. He said, honey, every time you feel that pain, you just start saying, I thank you, Father, that the power of God is working in my, the healing power of God is working in my body to affect a healing and a cure. If I said that once, I said it many, many multiple times per day. As I begin to say that, as I begin to confess that, the first week passed. And the pain wasn't as bad as it had been. The second week passed. The pain was less than it had been the first week. By the end of the third week, I had no pain at all. I went back to the doctor. The doctor said, your tailbone he took x-rays. He said, your tailbone has healed perfectly and normal. I have never, ever, ever had any problem from that moment on, never any pain. But you know what? I had to keep on saying, thank you, Father, that the power and the healing power of God is working in my body to affect a healing and a cure. And so hands were laid on you. That healing power went into you tonight. And so, if you still have pain or whatever your symptoms are, you just continue to say, thank you, Father, that that healing power of God went into my body on Wednesday night, June, whatever this is. What is it?
June 27th.
June 27th. And I thank you that that healing power is making my body well and whole and perfect and normal in every way. And I'll tell you what, we're going to hear more reports from this night than just what got here tonight.
Amen. Also, let me say this to you. When I was 15, I contacted a fungus in my ear. I'm not going to do the whole story, but I got healed of it, and I had no problem. In fact, the doctor said that I couldn't live in a damp climate where the humidity like it has been here. I mean, my ear was swollen. He said actually it had been brought back to the States from one of the South Sea Islands by the GIs that were over there in war. And he said, you need to move to a real dry climate like out in the desert. And don't ever put your head underwater again. Don't get any water in that ear. And you'll have to have it cleaned out at least once every 6 weeks. And some of them have been known to, the fungus has been known to eat out the whole side of the head. And long story. Dad and I prayed together over it, and that's a long story. Others prayed and everything else, but anyway. So I received that healing. Now, that was when I was 15, and this would have been about 20 years ago or 30 years ago now, maybe. I don't know when it was. Dr. Mass, that was an ear doctor, he came here, went to Rhema. I started having trouble with that ear, and I went to see him, and he looked at it. He's going to be at the Lord now. And he said, that's trying to come back. And I said right there, because he's a believer, you know, no, in the name of Jesus, I don't receive this. Devil, you can't put this back on me. I ain't had no trouble since. In fact, when I went in the Army, they told me that this ear would be, I couldn't hear good out of this ear. And when I went in the Army and I went in communications, because they put these earphones on, they said, your left ear is stronger than your right ear. And that's the one they said I couldn't hear good out of. But I said that to say this, the enemy, he will try to bring it back to you. And you got to resist him. You got to say, in the name of Jesus, you can't bring that back. Don't bring that back into my house. He tried to bring those allergy symptoms back. You just stand against him. If he tries to bring whatever it is back, you just stand against it. Amen. Well, it's been a good service, huh? Amen. We had a good service, wasn't no preaching. You know, that's what they used to say. When a preacher didn't preach. Bow your heads for just a moment. You know, if you happen to be in this place and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, this is the time for you to find Jesus. He's the one. He's the Savior. If you know how to know what it is to serve God, but you know that you have gotten away and you're not where you're supposed to be, I want you to stand up right now and come down here to the front. Come on. If that's you, come on down here. If that's you, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, young man. Anybody else want to join this young man? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that every spiritual need in his life will be met tonight in Jesus' name. Okay, I want you to go over here with one of these guys, and they're going to work with, pray with you. And you're not going to leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Pray. If you need, if anybody needs prayer for anything else, you want somebody to pray with you. When, as we're dismissed, the ladies are here, the men over here, just come over here and they'll pray with you. Hallelujah. Greg, work with this too. Make sure we get some. He gets in the material and stuff that we need. Okay. Praise the Lord. Remember the announcements. We needed 7 more parking worker people sign up out there. We need more people with the inflatable games. You sign up in that at the resource room just in that south hall off of the east lobby back there. Remember when you get here Sunday morning, that main entrance is going to be blocked and part of the, all those parking lots over there are going to be blocked off. So come in on the side over there, park back over here somewhere. Or you can park some, if you park in that south parking lot, that big old parking lot, after service, get your car out of there immediately because they can block it off and so forth and so on. They'll bring a semi truck in there and start setting up for the fireworks. And we can't have any, the fire marshal says we can't have any vehicles within that whole parking lot back there. So praise the Lord. All right. Everybody stand up. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, faith always activates God's power. Hey, we'll see you Sunday right here. God bless.